We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And not sure if you guys have seen this, but people on TikTok are freaking out right now.
Okay.
Talking about a strange new mystery illness that's been spreading around the country.
No, don't tell me. I don't know.
I think I've heard of this one. It's called coronavirus.
No, it's not COVID.
Oh, okay.
And it's not allergies. Mm-hmm. But people who've had it say symptoms only last a few days and includes things like a stuffy nose, a cough, and sore throat. Which might sound familiar.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because they're all symptoms of the common cold.
I was thinking it, but I didn't want
to
say it.
I didn't catch on to that.
Are they being sarcastic when they say it's a mystery illness, or are people actually mystified as to what they have?
They're really mystified because they probably just forgot that the common cold was a thing.
Yeah, but after all these masks, I don't feel like anyone's had a cold.
We haven't been sick in our house at all.
Same
and
here.
I have two kids.
Don't jinx it.
There's like ooze coming out of something.
Yeah.
You know, an orifice.
Always.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's happening. Colds are now back as a regular thing. There's actually hundreds of viruses that we call the common cold. And now that we're all going out again and socializing and mouth kissing each other, more people are probably going to be getting them a lot.
Bummer. I thought TikTok was really onto something.
Yeah.
No. I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh.
She's like, Fauci, crazy. Get on it.
Yeah. This is the new conspiracy theorist. Guys, I'm telling you, it's crazy.
So brace yourself for some more oozing. And now, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. You're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you give the wrong answer, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Jose, Oscar the Couch, Belanda.
That's really
so
cute.
Perfect.
All right.
Except you're too happy for it.
Oscar the Couch, you put on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Ah, a bug!
Oh my god.
Jake, are you okay, Jake?
Don't be a baby,
I'll
Jake.
Save you.
Sorry, I freaked out. I saw a small black thing on my question page.
Was it a period?
Yeah. I think it must have been a crumb from one of Jeffrey's gluten-free chocolate muffins.
You're getting wild eating those lately.
Anyway, a new survey found 7 out of 10 people say they can't sleep because they know there's a bug or insect in their room.
Oh.
In fact, on average, it costs us 36 hours of sleep a year because of it.
Whoa.
The survey also found the top ones that we hate the most. And I'll tell you that spiders was number 2 on the list.
Number 2?
Really?
What is number 1?
I need you to tell me the other 4 that round up the top 5 in no particular order.
Give it to me.
Wow.
Guys, I thought I saw a spider the other day when I was sleeping on my couch. And so I couldn't sleep. Just exactly what Jake said. I'm freaking out for days. Then I realized the paint on the corner of my wall is chipped.
It just hasn't moved.
Hasn't moved in days. It's just I thought it was big legs.
Jose's the worst person to get this question.
Yeah.
It's because literally anything that moves.
Okay.
Oh my God, I had a ladybug fly in the other day. I evacuated.
You called 911 on that bug.
Exactly.
I mean, if we're talking about bugs that are annoying, the worst, because they're so loud, are flies.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're disgusting.
Yeah.
Flies are every time. Oh,
are you afraid of flies, though?
No, I'm not afraid of them, but I hate them and I want to kill them.
I couldn't sleep if one was just buzzing around me.
Yeah. I mean, is the question what you're most afraid of, or is it a question about
annoyance?
It's hate related. What bugs we hate
the most?
See?
Hate.
Okay. Housefly could be
along with annoying buzzing around. Bees scare me to death.
Yeah.
Bees are so important.
I knew you were going to say that.
You literally wouldn't be alive if it
wasn't for bees. Blah, blah, blah. They're scary. They're not.
Do you have a lot of bees inside of your house?
No, but, you know, if there was one, I wouldn't sleep.
If one gets caught in, they're the worst, because they're like flies. They can't figure out the window situation.
Don't hate on bees, any of you.
I'm just saying.
I was thinking of something that's more commonly found inside of your house that terrifies you. That's cockroaches.
Yes. Yes.
As soon as you see a cockroach, you are running out of that room.
My mom is from Oklahoma, and every time we would go down to visit my family, she would make us go look at the cockroaches, because she's like, look at... I didn't raise you by these. They're so big. I want you to be grateful.
I'm just like, hey, that's
They're
my pizza.
They're so gross, dude.
Get away from my pizza.
So
I put
big.
It on the floor on purpose. I get mad at them.
Yeah.
But still hate. Still hate.
I get you. Let's get the question one more time.
I asked you to name the top 5 insects and bugs that people hate the most.
Mm.
And I told you spiders, which are technically an arachnid for those screaming in their car that they aren't bugs,
mm-hmm.
were number 2 on the list. Before you give me your guesses for the other four, I'll give you a golden guess, Jose. Tell me a bug you think made the top five, and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
What do you think?
I don't want to ask about bees, because I feel you on that.
Go ahead.
Is bees on the list, Jake?
Bees are not on the list.
Oh, wow. Bees are beautiful creatures.
All we have locked in right now is spiders.
You have not talked about the worst insect that's out there.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, I know what she's going to say.
What?
Moths.
Yeah. Oh,
don't you have
moths.
A big issue with them?
It's her biggest fear.
You guys, so many people are with me on this one.
Yeah.
You don't know where they're going to go. They're unpredictable. They're hairy. They're disgusting. They're like flying all over your head.
Brooke is losing it.
Okay.
For you, Brooke, I'm going to put in moths into the
All right,
rundown.
You're locking
just
in moths.
You.
You need three more guesses, Jose. Please. What do you think?
I just thought of one, and I got rid of them, but one time I had a big ant problem.
Oh,
ants. When you leave food out, and then ants will come, and
they'll
have
sugar ants too.
Yeah.
We had to actually replace an entire section of our house because of termites.
I was just going to say that. I mean, we're not thinking from an exterminator's point of view, right? Like, those are expensive.
And these are bugs.
And they're gross.
We can't say rats. These are all bugs, correct, Jake? Okay. Because now we're really talking. I'm going rats and snakes.
All right, Jose, what do you think? Final answers.
Lock in. So far, locking in ants.
Oh.
Okay,
I would take termites over ants, but
really?
Okay.
Ants are kind of cute.
Okay.
Ew.
All right. I agree.
There's a movie. Jake, there's a bunch of movies about ants.
Jake, I'd like to relock in answers.
Okay.
Termites, number one. Spiders, number two. You gave us that.
Mm-hmm.
Cockroaches, three. Moths, four. And flies, number five.
Yeah, solid.
We're good? We're confident?
Solid.
All right, let's go.
According to a new survey, these are the top five bugs that people hate the most. Number one was cockroaches.
All
right. Jeff, all right.
Number two was spiders.
Uh-huh. Okay,
we knew that.
Number three was ants.
I knew it!
Number four was mosquitoes. And number five was termites.
Termites, okay.
How did we not think of mosquitoes?
Yeah, mosquitoes are like
they're
duh.
Terrible.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Just outside the top five, ticks, bees, wasps, hornets, and centipedes.
See, bees.
Moths, not on the list.
Didn't get it right.
No.
Somebody wanted to hear you sing the song Holy by Justin Bieber.
The way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Holy, holy!
That was terrible.
It was taken too far. Sorry.
Alexa says it was terrible.
Yeah. Really bad.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.